Hey, hi, how are you? It is a little before 6, 5:59 actually. Good morning. It's not as cold as it was yesterday, shockingly. Even though I heard the weathermen last night saying that, oh, it's really going to get cold tonight.
Okay.
It's 3 above right now, so it's a hell of a lot warmer than it was yesterday at this time.
Go get a tan.
Yeah. Maybe go skinny dipping out at Wall Lake.
No.
Or that'd be more like naked sliding on ice.
Yeah. I wouldn't even do skinny dipping at Wall Lake if it was warm out.
Got a chance of snow today. Not huge chance. 40%. A little bit. Anyway. We have a new president officially. It's the old president, but apparently we have to do the whole thing again whenever they get reelected. I find that so silly.
It really is silly.
I mean, how much money was spent yesterday?
Who knows? Like, I can't even imagine.
On all this crap.
And there was how many people there? Like 800,000 to a million people there? Something
yeah.
Like that?
Something like that, yeah. I didn't watch any of it.
I didn't watch it.
I found lots of clips to mock, though. first off, our fearless leader, Barack Obama, once again, you know, you'd think after you screw up the oath the first time in public, you get it right the second time around.
You would think.
No.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute
the office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will to the best of my ability.
And will to the best of my ability.
Yeah.
Oops.
The United States. He forgot the name of the country he was becoming.
Supposedly from.
Being inaugurated for. I can see how that could happen.
I guess.
States is such a difficult word to say,
I know,
after
it's
all.
Really hard. States. Yeah.
You're going to love this one.
Okay.
All the TV networks.
Yeah.
They were just going crazy about all the balls that were happening afterwards.
But the fun will really get going tonight at the balls.
To the balls.
To balls.
The balls that they'll be stopping at. The balls that we've been witnessing earlier.
It's very impressive.
VIP ball tickets.
The American Legion ball. Commander's ball. 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 Ball.
Two inaugural balls.
Big and small. But these are the biggest.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now I want to hear that song.
Yeah. The balls. The Obamas only went to 2 of them this time around. I think they went to 10 last year was what I read.
That's a lot of balls to
That is
to.
A lot of balls to deal with. Okay, so the other media, it's so funny to me how, now granted, I am not going to lie. It would be pretty thrilling to actually be able to see the President of the United States with your own eyes, not on television.
Yeah.
You know, to be close. But some of the, there was one announcer on, or reporter yesterday who was just, I mean, it seemed like he was on the verge of turning into a 12-year-old girl outside a One Direction concert.
Wow.
It was a little much. let me find it here. Oh, yeah. His name is John Acosta from CNN. He was going a little nuts.
This is the moment that everybody is waiting for on Inauguration Day when the president and the first lady step out of their limo and walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. I feel like I should pinch myself right now, Wolf. I can't believe I have this this vantage point of history in the making.
Okay, aren't you supposed to be a little cooler than that if you're the reporter on the scene?
Well, you don't want to be blah. I think I would probably...
No, it's fine to be excited, but like to actually say, I think I need to pinch myself, you know?
I think it's okay.
And didn't it sound like One Direction was about to get out of the car?
It did.
I mean, listen again.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
On Inauguration Day, when the president and the first lady step out of their limo and walk down Pennsylvania Avenue, I feel like I should pinch myself right now, Wolf.
Yeah.
They're pretty excited.
And then Wolf Blitzer was on CNN. He was trying to get the president's attention as they were passing by.
Oh.
And this is hysterical because he doesn't even, like, raise his voice to try to get his attention. He just keeps using his same normal Wolf Blitzer voice.
I'm going to see if I can grab his attention.
See him? Wave to him.
Mr. President. Hey, Mr. President, how you doing? Let's see.
The crowd's going wild out
obviously.
Let's see if I stand up.
Let's see if the president can see us. Mr. President.
Mr. President. How you doing? Hey, Mr. President.
If you see the video, it's even better because you can see how far away he is and how loud the crowd is.
Yeah, he probably can't hear
and
them.
And it just makes it hysterical.
She sounded like she was trying to yell a little louder.
A little bit, yeah. George Stephanopoulos from ABC confused NBA great Bill Russell with Morgan Freeman.
Uh-oh. And look at that crowd gathered now. It was Morgan Freeman, I think, right there on the Capitol steps. Bill Russell, I'm sorry. Bill Thank Russell. You, David Rudnick.
Oops.
And then Chris Matthews apparently is a lot older than he's letting on.
Okay, why?
Well, because apparently he was at the second inauguration of Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, he was.
Because that's what he said it reminded him of.
Reminds me of another second inaugural Lincoln's. So much of Lincoln in that speech, from the Gettysburg Address to the second inaugural itself.
Yeah, it was a lot like that. You know, of course, there were cars in this one.
Yeah, I don't think they had cars with Lincoln.
And video cameras, microphones.
Cell phones.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Non-muzzle-loading weapons being carried by security guards. The rifled barrel. Hats that don't stand up 2 feet in the air.
There's a few differences.
But Chris Matthews was there back in 1864.
It reminds him of
it. Yeah, it reminds me of when I was a little boy back in 1904. My dad told me about when he was going to Ireland to work on this great new ship called the Titanic. Of course, they didn't know it was the Titanic yet. It could have been the Olympic.
Oh, could have been.
He wasn't sure which one it was. My dad, of course, was born in 439 BC. I love it when the media overstates things.
Oh, my
gosh.
This
really reminds me of Lincoln.
Okay,
so you're saying Barack Obama is Lincoln. All right.
Wow.
Okay. So, on that note, there was a giant light fixture that fell on top of a kid in Madison.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That's been kind of the biggest story around here.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I have not watched the video yet.
You haven't seen the video yet? Oh, my gosh.
No, I haven't had a chance to.
It's at our website, hot1047.com. It's taken off virally too. I saw a story on Yahoo about it. A few different national media outlets that aren't just random blogs have had it. It's gotten, when I looked last night, it had gotten like 50 some thousand views. So it's definitely taken off. I can't remember his name. His last name is McComish. I remember that. Michael was wrestling. They have this thing called the Madison Square Garden wrestling tournament in Madison.
Cute. I like it.
A nice play on words.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this spotlight, like the whole gym's dark and they have this spotlight over the wrestlers wrestling. It's very cool. I mean, it's kind of a cross of regular high school wrestling and
WWE.
A dash of WWE. Yeah.
Do they have an announcer?
It was very
and
cool looking. I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All I saw was what is on the video. That's all I know about it. But it's very cool looking. I mean, before the light crashes, you see the referee and the two wrestlers, and yeah, it's very cool. And then they went out of bounds, so then they had to go back to the middle of the mat, and Michael was going to be down, and the other guy was going to be on top. And right before, and you can see the wrestler and the referee, or the opponent and the referee, were just outside that center ring, and all of a sudden the light starts getting small, and boom, it crashes on him.
Whoa.
And they're immediately like, first they take two steps back, like, oh my gosh, what is going on?
Yeah.
And then they immediately kind of lift the thing off of him, and then he gets up and walks over to the side, and big gash in his head, and needed stitches and all that. And yeah, it's pretty amazing video.
Oh.
Yeah. You just saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Luckily, it's not, I mean, I don't know what the thing weighs, but.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it had to have fallen from at least 20 feet up in the air.
That scared me.
Yeah.
Because it happens pretty fast in the video, like pretty... Like, right when the video's going, it's, like, right at the beginning part
of it. Yeah, and I mean, if it had fallen just a few seconds earlier, they were completely out of the way.
Yeah.
But he got a cut on his head, and that was about it.
Poor guy.
And I saw the story Kello did last night, and they kind of kept mentioning how he's had a sense of humor about it. No, family's not going to sue the school or anything like that, you know.
Wow.
Which you would expect in a small town.
Yeah.
You know, if this had been a big city high school, if that had happened in Sioux Falls, oh yeah, some parent is suing. I guarantee it.
Wow, that is crazy.
But I was looking at his Twitter account last night.
Yeah.
Apparently he's going to be on the Today Show tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was supposed to fly to New York.
Okay.
This according to Michael, I believe McComish is how you say his last name. According to his Twitter account. But he's not going to New York anymore.
Oh.
And understandably, he's not happy about it.
Yeah, that would suck.
Because on his Twitter account, he wrote last night, national news, got the shaft, not going to New York.
Wow.
They're coming here to do a satellite interview live.
Still kind of cool, but...
Yeah. Kind of a bummer. I'd rather go to New York, too.
Yeah, I can understand his disappointment.
So he's got a... sense of humor and a little bit of a potty mouth.
Well, you know, he is a boy.
I probably would have said the same thing. In all honesty. 4 hours ago, I was going to New York. 3 hours later, I'm not.
Yeah. It's a bummer.
Damn you, national media. Why can't you buy me a plane ticket?
Right?
And he's 18, so he could have flown out there by himself.
Yeah.
Doesn't need a guardian or anything with him. But...
I wouldn't want to go to New York by myself.
So long as they're picking me up and everything.
Yeah.
I would go by myself, but I don't know. Yeah, a little scary. What are you saying?
That you're kind of a loner.
I'm not a loner. I'm just not afraid to be alone. Mm-hmm. There's a difference.
I'm not afraid to be alone.
Yes, you are.
I just don't like it.
Okay. Potato, potato.
It's not the same thing.
Nope, not at all.
Uh-uh.
Not even close to the same thing. Not even comparable, really. It's apples and oranges, not potato, potato. We got news next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, hot 104.7.
104.7, Andy and Mel, 620 up to 14 today. Got a chance of some snow. It is 3 above right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
If you bring me coffee without me having to ask, then we are soulmates.
Okay.
You like that one?
Is that big a deal? Coffee? Really?
Without me having to ask.
What if it's bad coffee?
Well, then that's... Oh.
What if you didn't ask and I brought you coffee from the back?
Ugh. That stuff's so bitter. Did you put lots of cream in it?
Why don't I just bring you a cup of cream?
Okay.
And tell you it's coffee.
That'll be perfect.
You never know the difference.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is January 22nd, and this is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because Guy Fieri is 44 today. He's a celebrity chef and host of Minute to Win It. Both of which are very much related. Being a chef and game shows that have nothing to do with food.
Yeah.
Steven Adler is 48 today. The first drummer for Guns N' Roses. He had a little heroin problem. Diane Lane is 48 today. She was in Unfaithful, The Perfect Storm, My Dog Skip, Must Love Dogs, Rumblefish, The Outsiders, and of course, Judge Dredd with Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
Linda Blair is 54. She was the star of The Exorcist and some other movies I've never heard of. John Hurt is 74 today. Piper Laurie is 81 today. She's so good in the movie Carrie.
She's
the mom. The creepy, scary mom.
Ooh.
No wire hangers! Yeah. On this day in 1929... the New York Yankees announced that they would put numbers on the backs of their uniforms, becoming the first baseball team to do so.
Oh.
The first numbers were based on positions in the batting order. So Babe Ruth was number 3, Lou Gehrig was number 4. Whoever wore number 2 apparently wasn't all that big a deal because Derek Jeter is wearing it now.
Oh.
But no one will after him.
Right.
1951, Fidel Castro was ejected from a Winter League baseball game after beating a batter. He later gave up the sport for fascist politics. 1973, the Supreme Court handed down its Roe versus Wade decision. Of course, ruling legalized abortions in the first 6 months. 1983, Mama's Family, starring Vicki Lawrence, debuted on NBC. Not Carol Burnett in there, though. Betty White was in there, too.
Uh-uh.
1989, Joe Montana led the San Francisco 49ers to a last-minute victory over the Cincinnati Bengals at Super Bowl 23. This year, tickets to the Super Bowl start at $2,150, at least on StubHub. 1994, Schindler's List won Golden Globes for Best Dramatic Picture and Best Director. Could have also won an award for Least Happy Movie Ever, but a great movie. 1994, Lonnie Anderson received a mere $2 million pittance and a vacation home in her divorce from Burt Reynolds. Remember when they were the big Hollywood couple?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that
was a long time ago.
On this day in 2010, Conan O'Brien accepted NBC's $45 million buyout and left The Tonight Show so that Jay Leno could come back. But today is the greatest day I have ever known because it is the 64th birthday of a rock and roll legend, an icon, a man without whom there would be no Steve Perry. Steve Perry! By the way, he doesn't sing for them anymore.
Whatever.
They had a falling out. It's some random dude who's like 30 years younger than he is. But really? Sounds like him.
He's
basically a karaoke singer.
Well, that's just rude.
Yeah. Just a small town girl. Living in a lonely way. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city. Born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. Remember, there is no South Detroit.
Right.
South Detroit is Canada.
We understand that.
Okay, just so we all remember. There is no South Detroit.
I get to go see them in February.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. I'd pay $20 to go see them.
Lover Boy and Joan Jett, too.
Oh, good hell. Yeah, yeah, they remember the 80s for sure. Yeah, don't stop believing, Steve Perry. At least you're still getting the royalty checks from all those album sales, right?
I would think so.
Yeah, they sell a lot of concert tickets. I don't think they sell a lot of albums.
They might.
I don't think so.
I mean, this song was done in Glee and stuff.
Well, I guess he's getting some royalty checks from Glee then.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, Steve Perry! I told you, no more Journey psychouts. He's 64 today. That's why today, January 22nd, is... Remember that other really horrible song that he had called Oh Sherry?
Oh Sherry, no.
Don't remember that one?
I don't know. Maybe you have to play it. Maybe I do.
I'll get it out.
Okay.
It has this really cheesy beginning, like, and I should have been gone.
Oh, yeah.
And I should have been gone.
Yes. Yeah. I remember. Thanks for that reminder.
Oh, here. I found it.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I got it here. You should have been gone. Knowing how I made you feel, and I should have been gone. What language is that in?
I don't know. After
all your... By the way, that album was called Straight Talk.
Straight Talk.
Look how badass he looks in his little skinny tight
pants. Oh, that is
pants.
So badass.
Yeah, he was a
skinny
tough guy.
Jeans.
Yeah. What's coming up in the dirt, Mel?
Prince Harry admits that he screwed up. I have that story coming up in the dirt.
It is 627, Hot 104.7. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 640. We're going to top out at 14 today. It is 3 right now. So, Suit and Tie, good song by Justin Timberlake, just came out last week.
It is a good song.
Is a suit and tie the way to go, or casual clothes the way to go?
Well, I did the story yesterday.
So?
Okay. You weren't listening?
No. I was filling up the car with gas. Because someone didn't fill it up. Well, if I didn't hear it, there's a decent chance someone else didn't hear it yesterday either.
Well, we should talk about it
at
again
9:40.
Then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think suit and tie.
I find that funny when people think like, no one can ever talk about that on the radio station ever again.
Once you do one story.
Because someone talked about it. Okay. Well, if someone was listening, whenever that was, probably what, 9:40 yesterday?
Yeah, it's around 9:40.
Yeah, that was when I was filling the car up with gas.
Oh my gosh. Will you stop it?
According to a survey, 33% of women say their favorite look on a man is a suit. And they'd really like it if a guy dressed like that at all times.
That was part of where the story I was like, this is not plausible.
21% said they prefer a man in casual clothes.
I think a guy in a suit looks awesome. They always
Looks good. Yeah,
look a little
absolutely.
More handsome. But I mean, it's not plausible for you to come home and slip into something comfortable like a suit.
You know, sometimes wearing a suit or even just a sport coat is just trying a little too hard.
Depends what you do for a living, I suppose.
What if you're a local sports talk host?
Okay. On TV or radio?
Radio.
I think you could wear like
I'm talking about Jeff, dummy.
I know who you're talking
about. Oh,
okay.
He wears a sport coat every day and jeans and like white sneakers.
I don't mind that. He needs to wear Chucks with it, though. That would be perfect.
Yeah, it'd be cooler.
Yeah.
He pulls it off. I would look stupid.
You would look stupid.
Yeah, he can pull it off. I can't.
I think he looks handsome. I think it looks nice.
You have to be a slenderer guy.
Yeah.
Bad guys can't pull that off.
I think if you wore Chucks with the suit coat and a t-shirt underneath and jeans, I think that you would rock that look and throw a scarf with it.
Now you're patronizing me.
I know I am. I was trying not to laugh.
What is rule number one in the morning show handbook?
Not laugh at my own joke.
That's right.
I was trying not to.
Okay.
I was holding it back. I was smiling really big, though.
Mm-hmm.
Your face was awesome.
Okay, well, if that's the reason you're laughing, then I can excuse it.
It was, because your face was like, you've got to be kidding me. You're bringing up the scarf.
Uh-huh.
That was your face.
Okay. Yes, it was very
It was like that. Put some meat into it.
Put some meat into it. What the hell does that mean?
I put meat in it. It's something new. I'm just making it up.
Okay. You keep making stuff up. Speaking of meat. You know how many people...
You really have something to tie in with the
meat?
Yeah,
I do. You know how many people have stolen someone else's lunch from the fridge at work?
Here?
Not
just in
here,
general?
According to a survey.
Wow. I don't know. 40%.
I'll tell you coming up next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. We're going to top out at 14 today. It is 3 above right now. Yesterday was the last day to get registered for pink. So we should be finding out shortly, sometime today, who the winner is. So hang on for that. Your lunch is not safe if you put it in the fridge at your place of work.
Okay.
There are thieves in every workplace. Now, my lunch is usually safe. It's any beverages that I might bring in that are not safe.
Oh. I just keep mine in my lunchbox.
You bring in, I do the same thing too. You bring in a bottle of pop and stick it in the fridge in the basement, unless you mark it in a way that says, I have plague and lick the entire bottle, then you're going to lose it at some point.
You should make some koozies that say that.
Yeah. According to a survey, 1 in 12 people say they've stolen a coworker's lunch from the fridge at work.
I have never done that. I would feel so bad doing something like that.
4.6% of people say they've only stolen other people's lunches a few times because they, quote, couldn't resist.
Okay.
3.6% of people say they regularly steal their coworkers' lunches.
What?
I know.
So then you walk to the fridge and you open it up and your food's missing.
Yeah.
So then I would be like all detective about it.
Oh, I know.
And I would have to find out who ate my food.
I know. Oh, I'm with you. The survey also found that about 50% of people usually take a half-hour lunch break, 20% take 15 minutes, 17% take a full hour, and 13% take as long as they can get away with it.
Wow.
And sometimes my lunch gets to be an hour and a half, but that's usually if I go to the gym and then eat my lunch afterwards.
Yeah.
But I usually make up for it because I work mostly 10-hour days.
I just snack while I'm working.
Could go to the gym.
I could. Well, during, I prefer to do that after I get off work.
Oh, okay. Did you go yesterday?
No, I had to work my part-time job yesterday.
Are you going today?
Maybe if my vehicle is working.
Oh, okay.
That could have a lot of...
So in other words, no.
Well, I have my bag packed, so I am prepared to go to the gym.
When was the last time you went?
Last week.
Once.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Wednesday?
Whatever day it was. I don't remember.
You know, it works really well when you go like every day or every other day.
I know.
Works really good.
I know.
It does.
I'm getting there.
Mm-hmm.
I will get in back into a routine again.
Okay.
I promise.
What's frustrating is when you get your routine broken.
Mm-hmm.
I was rolling. I had gone every weekday for 2 weeks straight.
Yeah, you were doing really good.
And then... Asaya decided to show up.
Baby is born.
And then was in the NICU for a week.
Yeah.
That kind of put the damper on going to the gym.
That got you way out of your routine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And not only did it get me out of my routine, but now all of a sudden I'm eating crap food.
Uh-oh.
Because it was all that was handy. And I don't mean crap food. I mean, I wasn't eating junk, but like, you know.
Higher carb stuff.
Well, yeah. You know, you have. The bistro there when you have a baby, well, it's a buffet.
Right.
And it's free for dad.
Yep.
So I'm eating one of everything. Especially on fajita night.
Fajita night?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had fajitas and then I had chicken fettuccine Alfredo.
Oh, wow. Holy carbs, yep. Batman.
And two little things of chocolate milk.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
your
delicious.
Hair is just going to be longer and longer.
You know what, though?
Longer.
I think I had built up my metabolism enough. My weight stayed steady.
Oh, that's
good. I only gained like a pound.
Okay.
Through all that. So my metabolism had gotten built. So
I actually was pretty proud because I did weigh myself last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a joke regarding that I was going to get back to my weight that I listed on my driver's license, which never real for women. We never really list what we really weigh. Unless we weigh 100 pounds, then maybe we'll list that.
I think
that.
My wife does. She does when she's not pregnant anyway.
Yeah, so she would list for her real weight.
Yeah, I think so.
Not many women do. I call it a goal. But anyway, I actually weighed what my driver's license said.
Really?
Yeah. So that's pretty exciting. So I'm down 34 pounds now.
What was the number on your driver's license?
I'm not going to say.
Oh,
you're
okay.
Such a jerk. You don't ask a girl that. I would tell you off the air, but I'm not going to tell you on the air.
Really shocking news coming up next. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.